Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the shores of El Pacifico, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We appreciate your indulgence the past couple of nights. The news has been very, very tough, and it is on nights like that that we would rather not just harangue you with the obvious everything that that America seemed to be interested in had to do, and rightfully so, with the very sad events in Boston. Thank Dan Northcraft, our engineer. We had a couple of nights of best of. There was some work that I was doing this morning on the television side of things. So all in all, I appreciate you guys hanging with us. And, of course, we're live tonight. We're live at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show right now. And for those of you who are looking at our video cast, the Philcast, I'm wearing one of our ball caps. This is the official Phil Hendry Show cap, which it would be great if we had a baseball team, because we've got a... you know, we almost have a uniform.
Well, the you're not saying you'd go out on a field with those T-shirts, are you?
What's wrong with them?
Are you kidding? The T-shirts look... I don't know.
Well, not the T-shirts, no, you know.
What's wrong with them?
They're not professional, bud. You got to have good-looking shirts, you know.
I wouldn't... if I were you, I wouldn't be seen in those... You need a professional look in terms of the ball caps, the T-shirts. You go out with that ball cap, you're going to look like one of those people that,
That what?
I don't know how to describe it, because I have great sensitivity to the homeless, but...
Oh, okay, here we go.
No, not here we go. I'm trying to think of the image of your radio program. If you go out with a baseball cap like that, people are going to think that you're one of the...
One of the people that, I don't know, have AIDS?
Yes, one of the people that will not have AIDS, but...
Oh, this is we're already off into something.
Phil, don't... I thought you believed in free speech.
Yeah, what about free speech?
There ain't no free speech. Like, to quote Danny Aiello in Do the Right Thing, you know what? There's no freedom here. Huh? See this? There's no freedom here. This is a dictatorship. When he was talking about Sal's Pizzeria.
What are you talking about?
Do the Right Thing. Didn't you see that? It was a black director, Margaret. A liberal like you.
Oh, yes, I do. No, not a liberal. Yes, of course, I saw it. No, you don't have to give me that kind of crap. I saw it.
Okay, well, anyway, one of my heroes in that movie... among many of them, is Danny Aiello when he was running the pizzeria, and he says, see this? There's no free here. There's no free. What do you mean freedom? There's no free here. This is my... See that? That's free. You take that pizza, that's a delivery. Go take that delivery, take it. That's free. That's your freedom. I love that movie. All right. So in any event, you're looking at the official Phil Hendry Show ball cap. Go to our online store and get a ball cap, man. Get a T-shirt. Get a Teddy Beverly Hills hoodie. Get a... I don't know. You know what we're going to have this summer? We're going to have Milwaukee Lion gear. Oh, yeah. When I say gear, we're...
a lot of people will ask about that.
We're going to have the Milwaukee Lion football jersey for sure. We're going to have... I don't know if it's up to me. We would have a full Milwaukee Lion football helmet, a stadium, a team. And then we could just all get rich on that and not have to do this. All right, anyway, welcome to the program. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. By the way, if you enjoyed our classic podcasts that we made available to you on iTunes, as well as SoundCloud and through the Sideshow Network, those podcasts, those classic podcasts, are still being produced, one new podcast a day. And you can have those delivered to your listening device automatically if you get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. Now, here's the thing. That's $9.99 a month, man. Those podcasts alone are worth the price of admission.
I would agree.
I mean, think about it. You get a half an hour a day of our classic archive material, $9.99 a month. I mean, that doesn't... What's that come out to a day, bud?
Two cents.
2 cents.
That ain't 2 cents a day, man. That'd be 60 cents a month.
No, it's... I'll tell you what it is. It's 30, goes into the night. How much is it?
$9.99 a month. And for... Okay, so $9.99 a month.
Slow down, Phil. You're... It's what?
$9.99 a month.
All right. So you got... What?
I'll do it, bud.
Hold on. So you take the 30.
Oh, will you listen to Phil? If we're not eating with our hands here. Will you let me do it?
All right, fine. So in any event, it comes to pennies a day. I'll tell you that right now.
I've got the answer. $9.99 a month divided by 30 equals... you take the 2, goes over the 3.
Here, let me do it.
Hey!
You ever grab anything out of my hands again, bud? And I'm going to put something in you.
God, that sounds like you got a strap on.
Oh, you...
Hey!
a script.
Bud, that was vile, man. I mean, that was...
He's the one who said she's going to put it in me.
No, let's talk about a knife.
How about a knife?
All right, take it easy, will you? For crying out loud, you're threatening people this early? It's unbelievable. Anyway, all kinds of crazy stuff happening on the website, including possible return. You know, we still got Skippy and Frank in the wings, man. They are, I don't know, Skippy and Frank may be back this week. I swear to God, they may be back this week. All right. We are going to have with us tonight Don Berman to talk about an overweight teen suing Rachel Ray. Don Berman, among the many things that he's reported on during his time at Channel 19, he had a weight problem, and he battled weight and battled the battle of the bulge, the calories. And Don was very successful, and he's going to be telling us about this teen, believe it or not, an overweight teen that has been that apparently is blaming Rachel Ray for his or her, I don't know, is it a girl or a guy?
It's hard to tell on account of the fat.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. What do you mean, Bud?
Well, I don't know. I would think that it would be.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen her yet.
Well, if you haven't seen her or him or it, then don't say that it's hard to tell because of the fat.
Well, we make an assumption that most likely be hard to tell.
Be hard to tell the gender because of the fat layover.
You know something, Phil? If you don't do it, I will. And I'm telling you, I'm bringing knitting needles in tomorrow in this purse.
No, you will not do that, Margaret.
Why can't...
You will not do that.
You're going to threaten me with a knitting needle.
Well, then don't act the fool, Bud. Don't act the fool and tempt me. Don't tempt me to dissect you like a frog in one of those little metal bites.
All right, so that's one of the stories we're going to be covering for you. As far as all the others fall, there was an explosion at a fertilizer plant, and I don't think there have been any serious, I don't think there's been any fatalities, but I'll update that. But they had the explosion on one of the news channels, and I say they had it, someone had filmed it. These days, everything is sooner or later, everything's on video, man. We're learning that, aren't we? Especially over the last few days, and they had this explosion at this fertilizer plant, and they kept playing it over and over and over again. And I made this point on the Phil TV when we were talking about the news in the early part of the week. I said, you know, how come they play the explosions over and over and over again, and yet I don't get to see a guy, you know, when his leg gets busted in the game?
Oh, please.
What do you mean, oh, please?
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
What do you mean, please? Why, in other words, if a guy gets his leg busted in a sporting event, they are, oh, no, don't show that. Oh, God, no, don't. But when a bomb goes off, it's like boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom, over and over and over and over and over again.
Are you saying you didn't like it?
What do you mean, like it?
Are you saying it wasn't compelling? Ah, gotcha.
No, no, hold on.
Gotcha.
No, no, wait, what do you mean compelling?
You have to admit, Phil, because I was watching Frank during that fertilizer explosion.
Yeah.
That was tonight.
Yes.
He was sitting in front of the television set with the jaw just dropped open. Literally, his mouth was hanging open. He was just, And I said, Frank, my God, would you shut your mouth? And he said, what do you mean? I said, your mouth is hanging open. He said, well, this is very compelling. Did you see this? And I looked. And it was the fertilizer blast going on over and over and over again. And he was just with the mouth. And I said, yes, he said, not the explosion. Did you see the Max? Did you see the panty liner ad? And I said, what panty liner ad? He said, oh, it's not on now. But that's, well.
Yeah.
That's why his mouth was hanging open. But what I'm saying is he was compelled by the look of a disaster.
What's a disaster about a panty liner?
Because if I have to answer, do I answer him?
Yes. You're telling all of us.
Because the woman that was in the ad was grotesque. Thank you.
Well, Margaret, I mean...
No, not well, Margaret.
I thought you were going to say that Frank was compelled by the exploding fertilizer.
That too, yes. But mostly because this panty liner ad for Little Miss Panty... I don't know these companies anymore. What is the name of it?
We got like our legs.
Yeah, Legos.
Not Legos, you jet.
Hey, hey. It ain't Legos, Bud.
It's,
Got a panty liner.
In any event, so Frank was staring like he was looking at an automobile accident because the woman on the panty liner ad was grotesque.
Pretty much, yes.
All right. I would be staring with my jaw hanging open at this fertilizer bomb going on over and over and over and over again, but they keep looping this stuff over and over and over again. And that's fine, and I understand why they do that, because it keeps people watching. But for some reason, when it comes to sports injuries, maybe it's because the sports injuries are actually a turnoff.
Yeah, there's no person being injured.
Yeah, you don't see anybody get, you know.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, with Don Berman as we talk here about an overweight teen suing Rachel Ray, the television personality, suing Rachel Ray because the kid's fat, and the kid is saying she did it. He wanted to be skinny. He was fat. He hooked up with her, and not only did she not have sex with him, she made it. No, I'm just kidding, but, well, it...
That was uncalled for.
No, it wasn't. It was called for. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Don Berman. And before we have Don come on the line, he is at the in the newsroom of Channel 19 News. I know that we have been monitoring this. Well, you know what? Let's do it later. Let's do it later, because I don't want to mix and mingle these things. And it's not that important at this particular juncture of the of the evening.
You want to put the thing?
No, I don't need to do it, bud.
You can put it over there.
Yeah, put it right here.
Get that out of my face, man. I'm about to interview somebody, okay?
Put it over here. Let me have it.
Do you guys mind?
Phil, we're going as fast as we can. Let me have that. Now you take this. This is, by the way, Bud, this is the shopping list.
You guys, shopping list? I'm on the air.
What an ass.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Don, are you there?
I've been here, yeah.
Don Berman joining us from Channel 19 News. I apologize for that. I mean, guys, I'm on the air. I don't need you passing a shopping list.
Bud is going to be going to the store for me.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. This is Don Berman.
Yes.
You said Bud. Who?
No, I said Bud. Bud.
I know who Bud Dickman is, but I've heard her say Bud is going to the store. And I thought maybe I would point that out to Mr. Hendry, because you're always talking, Mr. Hendry, but... your need for professionalism. You have a sidekick there who is a newspaper writer. I'm a broadcaster. I wasn't asked to come on your program.
Well, if this is what it's going to be about...
No, it's not about that. Margaret, I don't begrudge you anything. I don't begrudge you anything. I give you everything. But I would say that when you said there's, you know, a butt...
Okay, let me be the guy that...
All right, that's what I... You know, you do it.
Let me be the guy... that complains about that.
I think it's about as petty as it gets.
Well, all right, you know, that's your opinion.
All right, Don, can we, you know, talk about petty? Who cares? If you said butt, you said bud.
I did not say butt. I said bud. I said bud.
I heard butt.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Margaret, I did hear butt. You said butt.
What are you thinking about?
That would be my.
Will you forget it, man? She misspoke.
Thank you, Phil.
God. Don Berman from Channel 19 News. This will be about the third introduction of Don right now, and we're talking to him tonight about what looks to be I think it's very interesting, and I certainly, at this particular juncture, I'm not exactly sure what to make of any of this. Rachel Ray, who is a beloved television personality, I had the story right in front of me. Rachel Ray is being sued by a young person who said that she helped him with a diet. Is that it, Don?
That is it in part, Phil. And the reason why I decided to bring this on Don Berman at 6, which is generally... Don Berman at 6 is... Where are my glasses, please? Yeah, my glasses. Don Berman at 6 is generally where we like to do a lot of our public interest stories. And I wanted to bring this on Don Berman at 6 because, as you very rightly pointed out, Phil, I did battle... a weight problem for quite some time. And for most of the people who have been in my... Hold on, how you doing? I've got...
L. Ron Martin is here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
Good. I know you're on the air, my buddy. Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hey, listen, Don's doing a great job, and we love everything that he does, and we love everything what you do. And I'm sorry to interrupt. I got some people in my office, but you're doing a great job. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to get one more coffee here, and then I'm going to...
Is his name really L. Ron Martin?
Your name is L. Ron. I prefer it,
yeah.
All right.
I suspect it's probably something like Martino, but I don't want to say.
What's that?
I said, all right, good to see you, Ron.
Hey, great job.
I suspect his last name.
Are you thinking because it's Italian?
Oh, will you please?
Margaret, don't go, he's Italian. Would you want to keep it down?
You're the one that's always telling me don't whisper because we're on the radio because people can turn it up.
Burned. It's true.
All right, I got burned. Great.
May I get into what it is that I want to get into here? Because, yes, I think it's Italian, Margaret. I'm sorry that I don't mean to infer anything.
Well, I mean...
Oh, all right. Well, I am...
You're inferring that the man is organized crime.
No, let's watch that. I don't need to get sued.
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, he already made the inference.
It's inference, and...
No, it's inference. Sorry.
I'm really starting to lose it here.
I don't blame you, Phil. I want to do this report on Rachel Ray, and one of the reasons why I want to do the report on Rachel Ray, as I said to you, we're going to be doing it on Don Berman at 6. Now, we do a news report at 4, 5, 6, 7, and then we start again at 10, 11, 11:30, and 12. We're very, very specific with our news at Channel 19. The reason why we start at 4 is obviously we want to get a jump on all the other stations. But we also do an 11:30. That means if you're not airing the Conan O'Brien show, for instance.
Don, I don't think we need to hear this. No one cares, you know?
Oh, my God.
Margaret, would you let him... If anybody interrupted you the way you're interrupting him, they'd come unglued.
I'm sorry. I simply wanted to point out the obvious.
You know what? I know... I'm not telling you about the news...
Go ahead, Don.
We do at 11 o'clock. For those people that are not used to Conan O'Brien or any...
Hey, I'm very, very sorry, you know? I gotta get one here. I just need to get one more. Is that right, Don? Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, L. Ron. It's call me Ron.
Ah, yeah, there you go. Hey, Joey. Take this. I'm through one more. I'm so sorry. Don't get nervous. Hey, take that over to Rachel. I got one here for Dolores. I said I got one for Dolores. You want to put that down? Come over here. Hey, I'm very, very sorry, guys. Hey, Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
I'm very, very sorry. I got some people in my office. Hey, good job. Hey, Joey, come get the coffee, okay? I'm keeping this guy. The gentleman here is on the radio. He's on the radio. He's on the radio. Take the coffee. Get out of here. Before I take a baseball bat to you. I'm so very sorry. Very sorry.
That's quite all right, sir.
Yeah.
Don, I feel for you, man.
Well, I just don't know. It's fine. I don't want the impression being given to your listeners that I'm some kind of a... You know, look, if you think I'm someone's punk here, forget it. I'm Don Berman. I am an Emmy Award winner. So don't think I'm anybody's
B-I-T-C-H.
I know how to spell it, thank God.
I don't think he needed that to be articulated, bud.
In any event, Phil, may I finish?
Go ahead.
I'm Don Berman, and Don Berman at 6.
That's where you do all the personal reports.
All right. Here's what we're going to do, okay? We're going to come back from our news break, Don. You're going to be able to give this report, and you'll be able to get... Is that the guy?
Hey, very, very sorry. Hey, Joey. The guy's on the radio. How you to get the one for Dolores? He forgot to get the one for Dolores. You know, I'm very, very sad. Let me see something, Don, okay? I think you do a great job. Everybody loves you. I had a couple of complaints. You know what I said to the guy? Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
You know what I said to the guy? I said to the guy, hey, complain about Don Berman, huh? You know, how'd you like me to throw you out that window right there? See the window here? I'm going to take you, I'm going to drop your head first out of the wing. Want that? As they said that. Guy coming to my office, right? I said, don't talk to Don Berman. You talk to Don. You talk about Don Berman to me. I'm going to drop you out this window here on your head. Huh? So, I'm very, very sorry, Don. You do a great job. Nobody messes with Don Berman in my book, huh? Hey, Joey, get the coffee, okay?
Okay, Mr. Martin?
Well, I'm saying it. He can't hear you, Bill. I'm holding the phone. Yes, sir.
Mr. Martin, I was wondering, sir...
No, it's all right. Well, thank you, Mr. Martin. Thank you. Don't say anything to him. Please, God, don't do it, Bill.
I'm just trying to ask the guy if he can hold off the coffee.
No, you don't ever do that to L. Ron Martin. Never.
All right, we'll be right back with Don Berman and the Rachel Ray lawsuit as soon as we get all the coffee poured there at Channel 19. All the espressos, all the lattes, all the...
Whatever, I don't know. What do they drink? What do they... Don.
Phil.
What do your Italian friends drink, Don? Don.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here's what I was reluctant to get into. It's a pet peeve of mine, and it has been forevermore, and it will be. This explosion of a fertilizer plant, there have been no confirmed fatalities at all. 100 people, up to 100 people injured, but there has been absolutely no confirmation of any deaths. That doesn't mean that there won't be. That doesn't mean that they won't have any fatalities, but they have none confirmed yet. And yet, you know, in this rush to be the first to report something that may have happened or may not have happened, they've already got, well, there could be as many as 70, you know. So now what we're doing is we're not just saying what the facts are. Now what we're doing is, well, what the facts could possibly be, as many as 70. So what happens when it turns out to be nobody? I don't know. Don Berman is a newsman. Margaret Gray is also in the news business. We got Don here from Channel 19 News as we talk about a different story, actually. And this is a lawsuit of Rachel Ray by an overweight teen. And, Don, you were particularly interested in this because of the fact that you were overweight yourself.
Exactly, Phil. And that's why we did this on the Channel 9, on the Channel 19 News at 6. The Rachel Ray Show has been allegedly slapped with a lawsuit from an overweight teen who says her participation in a weight loss episode supposedly left her humiliated and hurt. TMZ reported Tuesday that Christina Pagliarolo, and here is a, you know, I hate to do it. Uh-oh, here comes Martin. Hold on. And we're talking about an Italian kid, so anyway, we're going to... Hey, how you doing, Ron?
Hey, real good, real good. I heard you talk about Pagliarolo, huh?
Yeah.
I had a cousin named Pagliarolo.
Oh, yeah. We're talking with Phil Henry on the air.
Oh, my apologies. Just get a coffee. Just get one more. Just one more.
Hey, Joey, come on, get this, will you?
What are you doing standing over there, huh? Come over, get it. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Pagliarolo, it's this kid. Now, what does that tell you? The child is of Italian descent. God bless our great Italian-Americans. They have done so many wonderful things for us. The Italian-American people themselves have been great people, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, Italian-American, yeah. I mean, I'm Italian.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, here we go. All right, last one. Then I promise I'm out of your hair. Hey, Joey, come on, will you? Standing around here, man, what'd I pay you for? Go downstairs, why don't you go get a lollipop or something? Give me some cigarettes, man. And I'm all done.
So anyway, Pagliarolo, being an Italian kid, you know the kid probably was large because of the food, you know, that they eat.
You mean Italians eat a lot of high carbohydrate stuff, so the kid's bound to be fat?
Well, I mean, give me a break. The kid was fat. Now she goes on the show and says she's humiliated because Rachel Ray enlisted the aid of a fitness trainer. And in the lawsuit, she claims that the kid, this Pagliarolo kid, who you can well imagine, a kid by the name of Pagliarolo is probably already a pretty good-sized kid, pretty big in every area. And if your name's Pagliarolo, you see what I mean, Pagliarolo?
But, you know, this is going to be a shock to you, man, but there's a lot of Italians that are not fat.
No, I know that. But they're adults, so they've learned how to control the food intake at the very first part of an Italian's life. And I don't mean to, I'm not, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, I'm not stereotyping, please. I have been too long in the news business to know better. I'm just pointing out cultural differences. Cultural differences.
Yeah, I think I understand what Don's saying.
Thank you, Margaret. In an Italian, the way Italians eat is early on, they're going to be big. They're going to be pretty big. Then the Italian starts to learn how to eat right. And then you see a lot of slender Italians. I'll give you an example of that. Have you ever heard of, what's the one, Marissa Tomei? There's a lot of them.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of very beautiful and well-built Italians. Who was the... Richard Gere is from my generation.
Richard Gere?
Yeah, Richard Gere is a great... Is he Italian? I don't know.
Yeah, I believe he is Italian. Gere, Gilde, something.
No, Gere, that's not Italian at all. Is it French?
I said it's Italian. It's Italian.
Yeah, all right. So what this brought me to mind, when we did the Don Berman report on overweight, on my weight problem, I actually had a young man by the name of Danny Cullen, and Danny is with me here and in the newsroom. And Danny was a young person that was going to do the weight training with me as well. And we put him through very similar exercises that this kid was put through on the Rachel Ray Show. And to Danny's credit, and that's why I wanted to bring you on here, Danny, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And Danny, how old are you now?
I'm 17 right now.
And Danny, you still have a weight problem, right?
That's correct, yeah.
How much do you weigh?
All right, I weigh 271 pounds.
271 pounds, so you're pretty big.
Yeah.
But you were out training with me, weren't you?
Yes, I was out. We were running and I did often.
Now, Danny, on one particular day, and you never complained once, this is giving an example, Phil, of what Danny put up with, as opposed to this Pagliarulo kid, who has the gall to sue, even though she's Italian, and has not yet learned how to eat properly. Not that I, you know, would say...
Well, you don't know whether Italian... What do you mean she's Italian and hasn't learned how to eat properly?
Well, he's making an educated guess, Phil.
Yeah, you never get an Italian. They're probably going to eat different.
Well, that's my point. You don't know. You're right, Phil. I don't know whether the Italian eats differently from the rest of us or not. But I got dollars to donuts, if you'll pardon the pun. Dollars to donuts tell you that any Italian in the early stages of life is going to... They're going to shovel it back. I mean, Danny, what's your last name?
My name's Danny Cone.
It's Danny Cone?
Cone.
I thought it was Cullen.
Yes, it is. Cone.
All right, I don't understand that.
Yeah, his name's Cullen.
All right. Danny, do you remember any of the training that you and I went through? And by the way, I know Danny's overweight now, but how much weight did you lose when we were training?
I lost about 4 pounds or 5 pounds in the very first week. And it was pretty good, too, because I didn't think I'd lose any.
You lost 4 pounds in the first week. And now, how come you didn't lose more?
Because you guys stopped.
We did stop, Phil, because hockey season started. We were preempted for hockey, otherwise we would have continued. Why didn't you continue with the training?
I don't know.
You were lazy.
Huh?
Say it, Danny. Come on, say it. You were lazy and fat. Fat and lazy, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
You see how Danny can take it? This is why I love this kid, and this is why our country, Phil, I agree with you. We've got a great future. This kid can take it. He's not a tub of, she's a little girl, and I don't want to make fun of the Pagliarulo child, but if that was a child of mine, I would get her out and sweat her. I mean, I would tell you right now, I would sweat her down, and I'd say, you see this? If this is what your mother makes for you at night, I don't know what this is called, the beans and all of that stuff.
What are you talking about?
I'd have a bowl of something that her mother makes for her.
You're like an Italian food.
Well, what about lasagna?
Yeah, okay, there. There, see this? Take care of it. This is lasagna. Do you want some? And she'd probably say, what would she say, Danny?
Yes, I'd say, yeah, I do want.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You don't get any until you run and run and run. And, man, I want to see you soaked with sweat. Just soaked. And one of the things, Danny, I did with you is what?
I was running you with, you have a peanut butter sandwich.
Right, I had peanut butter sandwiches, and I ate them. And what I did, Phil, is I leaned up, and I know what you're saying and what you're thinking. You think that this is cruel.
But before we go any further, what were you doing to lose weight?
I was training right alongside of him. Is that right, Danny?
Yes, sir, you were there, but sometimes you got tired and would get in the car.
I would get tired. The reason why I get in the car is I had to do the news. Danny could go home and lay down flat on his back, because of his size, his father had mounted a television set in the ceiling. Right?
Yes, sir.
Why a television set? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why a television? So the young man could lay on his back and would not have to go through the effort of getting up and looking. I don't want to spell it out.
Okay. So, Danny, you were that big?
Yeah, he's out here. Here, take the phone.
Hello?
You were that big, son?
Yes, sir.
You were so big that you had a TV set on the ceiling.
Yes, sir, yeah. And Mr. Berman took me out and ran me
and Rami and Rami.
Now, what is this with the peanut butter sandwiches?
All right, let me have the phone. The peanut butter sandwiches, I don't want him. Danny, do you know the story?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I ate peanut butter because I needed to get... But I would lean out the back window, and I'd go, Danny, how you doing? And I'd go, mmm. And so what I did was I showed him, you see this? This is what you're going to get to have if you get some of that fat off your you-know-what. And then I'd sit back, and I'd have another peanut butter. What else did I have?
Oh, yeah, deviled ham.
Deviled ham.
Egg salad.
Egg salad. And what else?
You know what? Cake.
Got cakes and pies.
When did you lose any weight?
I beg your pardon?
When were you losing the weight? You say you were training with him. You're sitting there eating cakes, pies.
Excuse me? What, are you talking to me like that?
When were you involved in the training? I mean, the young man said that the training was taking place. That right now, is he there?
Oh, he can't hear you. I have the phone. I control the flow of information. And I'm glad that I do, because you're getting, you know...
Well, what does Mr. Henry want?
Don't worry, kid.
Wow.
This kid is like...
Let me talk to him.
Here you go.
Yes, sir?
When did Mr. Berman get out and exercise with you?
Well, he did the first couple of days, and then he said he got tired. And,
I tell him how much weight I have.
He lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
Well, did you see him get on a scale?
Well, that's what I said.
No, well, that's what I said. Give me the phone.
No, I won't do it.
Give me the phone.
No, I won't.
Give me the... No!
See, I'm pretty big, Mr. Henry. I can keep Mr. Berman at bay.
Come on.
Tell Don that I'm asking him to let you have the phone.
Mr. Henry wants me to have the phone.
What?
Mr. Henry wants me to have the phone. So Mr. Berman, and another time he tied me with a rope and then drove the car around the track with me on the back.
So in other words, he did nothing but sit in the back seat of this car eating deviled ham.
Yeah, he had deviled ham. He had sponge cake, angel food cake.
Will you come on? You're making it sound like all I did was sit on my ass and eat.
Pretty much what you did, Mr. Berman. He had sponge cake.
I had one day we had sponge cake.
Excuse me, Mr. Berman, I'm talking. He had sponge cake. He had devil food cake. Another day he has a, when they still made plenty.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, son?
Hi, sir.
Wow, look at the size of this kid, huh? Hey, Don, is this kid yours? I'm just kidding, kid. What's your name?
My name's Danny Cohen.
Hey, how you doing? L. Ron Mott.
Yes, sir. He has sponge cake. He had a, tell it, right. What's a 20, but it's not 20?
I can't understand you.
Hostess cupcake.
What?
A Hostess cupcake.
Hey, what are you doing, huh?
Can't hear anybody with the coffee.
All right, let's take a break, okay?
And he may be wrong.
All right, hold on. Let's take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Talking with Don Berman, Danny Cullen, a young man that he helped lose weight, 4 pounds. And it's all about this Rachel Ray lawsuit where there's a teenage kid that's suing her. Don Berman brought on Danny to say, look, see, this kid didn't sue me, and whatever. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth
well, what
is our bitch.
Whatever?
It's the Phil Henry Show.
It's a story. In my honest opinion. Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Don Berman. Danny Cullen is with us, Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman, and myself as we talk here about the lawsuit. Don, continue with the lawsuit against Rachel Ray.
Well, the lawsuit against Rachel Ray as filed by this teenager by the name of Pagliarolo. And again, Phil, I'm not trying to stereotype, but we have to, we simply must point out the fact that this child, this Christine, Betty, I don't know what her name is.
Well, her first name is Christina. You can't get that right.
Am I talking to Mr. Henry? Am I talking to you? I'm sorry, I don't...
Talking to me.
I just...
Am I talking to Mr. Henry or you?
You're talking to Phil.
All right, then let me talk to Phil. I don't... Since when has she taken over your show?
Hey, Don, let me control the flow of the conversation.
I don't like... getting on, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, I'm expecting the normal voice of a man to direct and to query and to issue the questions. I'm not expecting, because it's shocking. It jars my nervous system.
I can understand where it'd be jarring.
Well, you know something? I think there's something wrong with you mentally.
Oh, you know, we're talking about lawsuits here, Ms. Gray.
Well, you know, I think I might have a couple myself.
All right, I'm going to separate the two. I'm going to throw somebody out of here, and I guess it's going to be you, Margaret, because Dawn's on a phone.
You can take... Oh, excuse me. You can take the phone into another room if you want.
Yes, that would be...
Okay.
And that way we're separated.
You still...
What's the matter?
I can't explain the obvious to people that are so dense they don't get it.
You can't possibly be talking about me.
Well, I said, I realize she's still going to be on the air with me. I'm just saying physically we wouldn't have to be around each other.
If you're on a telephone right now, you're not around her.
Is the phone in the same room?
Yes.
Then psychically.
What a retard. I'm telling you.
I told you guys I don't like that word.
Yes, exactly. Now, Phil, you know, before this goes to hell in a handcart, how you doing? You're good. You having a problem? No, everything's fine.
I want to talk to this man. Mr. Martin.
He can't hear you, and I'm not going to give him the phone to listen to you.
Mr. Martin.
Yeah, hello. Oh, God.
Yes, Mr. Martin, my name is Margaret Gray. I'm friends with Frank Gray, the attorney.
Hey, I know Frank. How's it going?
It's going good. That's an espresso machine, huh?
Yeah, it's an espresso machine. Hey, tell Frank I said hello.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell was that about?
I just wanted to say hello. I wanted to remind him that I'm here.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. We got that out of our system now.
Well, do you know him?
No, I don't.
I know him.
Yeah, but he doesn't care. You're barely in the room. He cares about me.
So what are you going to do with that, now that you've established that he knows you're here and,
I don't know, but I'll just, you know, a wink and a nudge.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a wink and a nudge.
You are a vile man.
All right, we're almost out of time. Are you happy?
Phil, let me just finish here, okay? What happened to Danny? Danny, come on over here, okay, son? I don't want to do it anymore. Danny Cullen, the young man that I helped lose weight. I don't want to do it. Danny, come on. He's moved over to the other side of the room. What's wrong?
I don't want to do that anymore. The adults are arguing. That's why I put the weight on in the first place.
He says the adults are arguing. No, the adults are not arguing. We're not arguing, Danny.
Who's arguing with the lady?
Danny, dear, this is Margaret. I have a son about your age.
My mom, she's just like you. She's always doing... I hate it.
Danny, we didn't mean to upset you.
Let me talk to him. Danny, don't speak to your elders that way. I have a son your age. And if my son, and he often has spoken to me like that, and I know how to turn the ring around on my ring hand.
That's my mom does that too. You do a backhand?
Yes, I do a backhand.
Oh, I see.
Well, you're traumatizing the kid. Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm trying to remind him of who the adult is here.
Look, I just want to say one thing, Danny. I'm sorry that we frightened you. You did lose 4 pounds. Is this kid fat or what?
Oh, the Italian kid?
No. Oh. All right, well, I tried to make my point. I think that what was unfair about tonight is that L. Ron Martin was coming over with his coffee, Margaret Gray was butting in, I never did get my point out about Italians, and Danny did lose weight, and then we had to preempt for the hockey season. Now, his mother and father are the reason why he put the weight on, and are your parents still arguing?
No, they argue, but not as much anymore.
They don't argue, then why are you still fat?
Because I got to like taste of cookie. I like cookies and cakes.
You got to like the taste of cookie. See, I worked with this kid for 6 months, Phil.
No, you didn't. You said you stopped. He lost 4 pounds the first week, and then you stopped when hockey season started.
That's not wrong.
Yes, that's true. I stopped when I tried to work with you, didn't I?
Well, yeah, you said you brought over a little Debbie cake.
Oh, get out of here.
Yes, you did, sir.
What did he say?
I brought over some Little Debbie cakes. I had an inn at the Little Debbie plant. So I brought over Little Debbie cakes. Okay, so what?
The sister.
You are a...
Well, this is interesting. So what was the story?
You know what? Thank you very much. I think that this has been incredibly unfair, Mr. Henry.
So you went over to this kid's house because you were interested in his older sister... And you brought Debbie cakes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. So I think we got the full story on that. So in other words, this guy, Berman, didn't help anybody lose any weight. What he did is he helped the kid lose 4 pounds, And then the hockey season preempted the rest of the report, but he kept on going to the kid's house because his older sister was hot, and he was
I don't think it's funny at all.
Well, it's just, you gotta laugh at it.
Are you kidding? He went over and did what?
Brought over little Debbie Kate.
Brought over little Debbie Kate to get the sister fat?
I don't know, because he was courting the kid's older sister. Bringing over little Debbie cakes, and this kid probably got his face into a few of them.
Oh, my. I think that is tragic. I don't know what you find funny about that at all, Phil.
Oh, were you kidding me? Come on. I mean, Berman, you know, I don't know.
The boy gained weight because the adults were arguing.
Yeah, but he said his parents started getting along better, and then he just started eating because he liked the taste of little Debbie cakes.
Yeah, he said Debbie cake and a sponge cake, too.
You didn't say sponge cake, man. He said cake and cookie.
Yeah, he said cake and cookie like he's got part of his brain missing. I don't know what that was. So,
got one, mate. What? Yeah, it's that kid Danny Cullen. What? Yeah? Here.
Hey, Danny?
Listen, I just want to say thank you very much. I like the Devil Debbie cake that Mr. Berman brought over, but he also brought over the cookie and cake. Or cookie and cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah, cookie and cream ice cream. Get off the phone, for God's sake. You've ruined my career.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhenryshow.com. We got more news to review for you tonight, a lot of strange things. We also have this Mississippi mall, this male suspect in Mississippi has been busted for mailing ricin. That's right.
Phil Henry.
Talk about that.